You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, everybody. Father's Day on the Music of the Stars. Well, not just here, but I got the stuff like Ozzy and Harriet. Who plays Ozzy and Harriet? You know that story? Ozzy Nelson was a band leader and a darn good one. And his chief singer, well, his only singer, was Harriet. And they wound up yeah. The Music of the Stars beyond till noon, Central Time. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thanks for being here. Here's Ozzy Nelson.
You know, Dave, sometimes parents like us are a little reluctant to let you guys go. So if we seem to hang on to you, you've just got to be a little understanding about us. See, we want you to grow up and get along without us, and yet we hate to lose our little boys. Seems like yesterday when I'd go into your bedroom at night, two little tow-headed guys would be sleeping there, and I'd go over and kiss you goodnight. Now I have to shake hands.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Pop.
Well, you better not keep the others waiting, dear.
Okay. And thanks again, Mom.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Dave. Pop.
You wouldn't dare.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Father's Day, ladies and gentlemen. That's the day when Pop looks over his presents and finds out how much his family loves him. Then the first of the month comes around, he finds out again, right to the penny. Father's Day is a big mystery to my family. I've been in radio and television so long, my kids don't call me Dad. They think of me as their sponsor. No, that's true. But I've been traveling so much, it makes it tough for my kids to give me a Father's Day present. They just send the gifts to United Airlines with a note that reads, "The next time Daddy lands, hand him this." This morning, my son Tony asked me why we observe Father's Day. I said, "Don't you know who brings home the bacon around here?" He said, "No, Pop, but we sure know who lays the eggs." Dolores usually spends a dollar for my present, so this year I hinted at a velvet smoking jacket. She said, "Don't be silly. You don't smoke velvet." That's the nice thing about living in California, you know. If someone does give you a velvet smoking jacket, you can have velvet pants made to go with it and wear it as a suit. That is, if you don't object to people saying, "How are you today, Mr. Crosby?" Crosby's kids always remember Father's Day. Last year, they gave Bing the Bank of America. They didn't know he'd already owned it. Yes, sir, the word father brings back a lot of memories to me. And there were times when I couldn't sit on those memories. Father taught me that if you do something wrong, life can be painful. At the same time, I learned that the woodshed can be drafty. Once when my dad was teaching me a lesson out in the woodshed, the hairbrush slipped and hit me in the nose. The rest is history. And again this year, all over America, fathers will get more ties than any other gift. Isn't that something? Dad works hard all year, and on Father's Day, he still gets it in the neck. Of course, I have four kids and do pretty well myself. On Father's Day, my kids reach into their piggy banks and give me back all the IOUs I put in since last Father's Day. And Dolores never forgets me on Father's Day either. Last year, she gave me a check. All I had to do was sign it. But I do get gifts from my kids. A few years ago, they gave me a book, How to Play Winning Golf. The next year, they gave me a book, How to Improve Your Golf. Last year, they gave me a book, Don't Let Bad Golf Discourage You. And I just found out what they're giving me this year. It's called How to Cheat at Scrabble.
Here's Ozzie Harris.
'Cause I have four kids and do pretty well myself on Father's Day. My name within the Hall of Fame. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. I'll never be a Rockefeller, never see my name in lights or climb to social heights. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. Anything I say or do, you wouldn't call original or witty. But the things I say to you, though simple in meaning, are right from the heart. I'll never headline in the papers, a dreamer I may be. Darling, can't you see? I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you.
Ozzie Nelson, the orchestra.
This is the story of a famous comic named Eddie Foy, whose sole aim in life was to remain single. He wound up with a family of seven kids, which will give you an idea how bad his aim was. He took the whole gang with him in the show business, five boys, two girls, and a goat. The goat was the only one who could carry a tune. By sheer weight of numbers, they reached the Palace on Broadway, and this was the way the act opened when it first played there in 1913.
Washington was the father of this country. There's many of the fathers we could name. There's Father Knickerbocker, who got us out of hock. They ought to put him in the Hall of Fame. Let's say a few kind words for Whistler's father.
And Pop Anson, the father of baseball.
Music of the Stars, Ozzy Nelson, 1935, with the Texas Jump. You want a good Father's Day movie? There are many out there, actually, but let me recommend my favorite, The Fighting Sullivans, 1945. And one of my favorite actors of all times, and I got a hunch I'm not alone on that. Thomas Mitchell, The Fighting Sullivans, with an unforgettable ending.
Mr. Sullivan.
Boy or girl?
Well, which of you is the father?
Me, I am. Is my wife all right?
It's a fine 7-pound boy, Mr. Sullivan, and your wife came through it beautifully.
Oh, gee.
Here are the Vagabonds.
I'm gonna go on a pony ride. I'm gonna have me a time. I'm gonna go on a pony ride. My daddy done give me a dime. I'm gonna buy me some Cracker Jacks. I'm gonna share them with you. I'm gonna buy me some Cracker Jacks and maybe a hot dog or two. I'll say giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, pony boy, riding up and down. Say
say giddy-up, 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 pony all around the town. I'm gonna, gonna go on a pony ride. I'm gonna, gonna think I'm out west. I'm gonna, gonna go on a pony ride, 'cause I love the ponies the best. Everyone's waiting, tomorrow's the day. The carnival's coming at last. All kinds of goodies and all kinds of rides, and fun when you look in the big looking glass.
What's the matter now, son? Took you on the Ferris wheel, the airplane rides. Why have you got such a long face? I'm trying to do the best I can. Where do you want to go now? That's better. Now at least you're smiling. You like that, don't you? I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll get you another hot dog. That really ought to get you sick. Then maybe I think I'll let you go on a pony ride once more.
I'm gonna, gonna go on a pony ride. I'm gonna, gonna think I'm out west. I'm gonna, gonna go on a pony ride, 'cause I love the ponies the best.
Here's a scene from The Fighting Sullivans. It's based on truth, 1944. Ward Bond is the first to speak.
Mr. and Mrs. Sullivan, I'm afraid I'm bringing you very bad news.
Did something happen?
Quiet! Quiet, Jen. You see, the way these things are done ordinarily, you'd get a telegram right from the Navy Department, but...
Which one? Is it Al?
All five. All five. The Navy Department deeply regrets to inform you that your sons, Albert, Francis, George, Joseph, and Madison Sullivan, were killed in action in the South Pacific.
Oh, no! Jimmy! Jimmy!
Thank you.
I saw a peaceful old valley with a carpet of corn on the floor, and I heard a voice within me whisper, this is worth fighting for. I saw a little old cabin and the river that flowed by the door, and I heard a voice within me whisper, this is worth fighting for. Didn't I build that cabin? Didn't I plant that corn? Didn't my folks before me fight for this country before I was born? I gathered my loved ones around me, and I gazed at each face I adore. Then I heard that voice within me thunder, this is worth fighting for. Cabin, didn't I plant that corn? Didn't my folks before me fight for this country before I was born? I gathered my loved ones around me, and I gazed at each face I adore. Then I heard that voice within me thunder, this is worth fighting for.
God, our heavenly Father, oh God, this flickering candle illuminate the night the way your spirit illuminates my soul. Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you see me? Papa, can you find me in the night? Papa, are you near me? Papa, can you hear me? Papa, can you help me not be frightened? Looking at the skies, I seem to see a million eyes. Which ones are yours? Where are you now that yesterday has waved goodbye and closed its doors? The night is so much darker, the wind is so much colder, the world I see is so much bigger now that I'm alone. Papa, please forgive me, try to understand me. Papa, don't you know I had no choice? Hear me praying, anything I'm saying, even though the night is filled with voices. I remember everything you taught me, every book I face what lies ahead. The trees are so much taller, and I feel so much smaller. The moon is twice as lonely, and the stars are half as bright. Papa, how I love you. Papa, how I need you. Papa, how I miss you.
Barbra Streisand, music by the Bergmans, Alan and Marilyn.
My father's hands would build my dreams from wood and stone and the sky. He showed me how the small things grow. He taught me how to try. My father's hands would lift me high when I was small and scared. He showed me how to stand alone, but always said I'm there. And I can see him in the morning light and hear him in the rain. His quiet strength still guides my way. I feel it every day. Imagine hands that never let go, that hold you through the years. Imagine love that never fades. It dries a thousand tears. My father's hands are with me now. They're with me everywhere. My father's hands would mend the breaks and patch what I had torn. He showed me how to make amends, to heal, to be reborn. And when the night would close around, he'd light a little flame. A father's hands can warm your heart long after he's away. And I can see him in the morning light and hear him. His quiet strength still guides my way. I feel it every day. Imagine hands that never let go, that hold you through the years. Imagine love that never fades. It dries a thousand tears. My father's hands are with me now. They're with me everywhere. And when my own hands tremble, I think of him and smile. I know I'll never walk alone, not even for a mile. Imagine hands that never let go, that hold you through the years. Imagine love that never fades. It dries a thousand tears. My father's hands are with me now. They're with me everywhere. Yes, my father's hands are with me now. They're with me everywhere.
Most of these Father's Day songs are rocky.
Back when I was a child,
To know that I love my baby and my baby loves me. A short time ago we went out together to a place called Far Out, Upper Limbo. The rhythm was there. Something special was in the air. I reached over and held my baby's hand. She gave me a little squeeze. I knew we were in the same key. Everything's beginning to swing in a quiet, cool, warm way. My baby didn't say anything. Just looked at me with that special look my baby has. I looked back with that special look I get. When my baby looks at me with that special look she gets, I couldn't help myself. It was love for sure. I picked my baby up, danced over to the stage, and I told the leader, "Leader, this is my baby." He just said, "Crazy." My baby gave him a special look, like she does. He could see my baby had eyes to swing. So he adjusted the mic and simply said in his complicated way, "Of course." My baby's shy, so I gave it the first try. Waiter, two glasses of warm milk, please.
Nobody gave me a mention till they saw me with you. Paid me a bit of attention till they saw me with you. Suddenly strange people walked up to me, pretending they knew me and begging me to introduce you.
Who's that bunch of personality?
I'm presenting her right now. Baby, take a bow.
Where'd you find that lovely cameo?
I'm presenting her right now. Baby, take a bow. Hear them whispering.
Isn't she the sweetest thing?
You're a standout.
She's cute, she's sweet, she's swell, she's grand. Who's the future Mrs. Hemingway?
Just a minute, ladies. I'm presenting her right now. Baby, take a bow.
Michael
You're
Bublé.
The end of a rainbow, a pot of gold. You're daddy's little girl, to heaven hold. A precious gem is what you are. Your mommy's bright and shining star. You're the spirit of Christmas, the star on the tree. You're the Easter Bunny for Mommy and me. You're sugar, you're spice, you're everything nice. And you're Daddy's little girl. You're the end of a rainbow, a pot of gold. You're Daddy's little girl to heaven hold. A precious gem is what you are. Your mommy's bride and shining star. You're the spirit of Christmas, the star on the tree. You're the Easter Bunny for Mommy and me. You're sugar, you're spice, you're everything nice. And you're Daddy's little girl. Spirit of Christmas, the star on the tree. You're the Easter Bunny for Mommy and me. You're sugar, you're spice, you're everything nice. And you're Daddy.
Michael Bublé. Here's Neil Sedaka, 1974, with a Perry Como cover.
So many of you have asked about my two children back in New York City. I have two wonderful children, and I'm not the kind of daddy that usually brings along a photograph or a snapshot. But this year, I took special effort to bring one with me so I can show you. I seem to have left it backstage. Could you bring out the snapshot of the children, won't you? That's Dara Felice, 7 years old, and Mark Charles is 4. When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that. You pray. from the time of diaper and pin till the time she cries, don't come in, till the time you gown them in white. You worry when she's a plain little girl, how you worry. But when she's a beautiful thing, you do more than that, you pray. Boys come round when they want a date. Girls may only stay home and wait. When she's out, you sit up all night with her first baby toy. You trust her, but worry, 'cause you were once a boy. When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray. Thank you so much.
Neil Sedaka, 1974, Perry had the hit. Performing live in Sydney, Australia.
Fellow Americans, tomorrow is Father's Day, so naturally our thoughts turn to them and to the well-being of family life in America. Families have always stood at the center of our society, preserving good and worthy traditions from our past, entrusting those traditions to our children, our greatest hope for the future. Family life has changed much down through the years. The days when we could expect to live in only one home and hold only one job are probably gone forever. Perhaps we will not go back to the old family ways, but I think we can and should preserve family values. Values of faith, honesty, responsibility, tolerance, kindness, and love. And we'll keep on trying to do better, trying to create a better life for those who follow. This hasn't been easy to do in the last decade. It's become more difficult to raise children than it once was. For example, the dependency exemption on your income tax. The money you can deduct for raising a child or caring for an elderly relative was $600 in the late 40s. That's been increased to $1,000 now. But if that deduction had been indexed to keep pace with inflation, today you would be deducting more than $3,000 for every one of your children. Housing became harder to afford, and the cost of private education also became too expensive for millions of middle-income families. By 1980, American families felt the full shock of runaway taxes, inflation, record interest rates, and soaring prices for housing, education, food, and other necessities of life. They saw the golden promise of the American dream disappearing behind storm clouds of economic misery. Liberals urged huge government subsidies, paying parents for expenses they used to handle themselves. But big government becoming big brother, pushing parents aside, interfering with one parental responsibility after another, is no solution. It only makes bad situations worse, raising prices and taxes for everyone. We came to Washington with a better idea. Help working parents to better provide for themselves and their children by enabling them to keep more of their earnings, and help them by making government do its job so the terrifying specter of runaway price increases never returns. Our tax rate reductions have helped parents, reducing the tax bill that would have been owed by a typical family by over $900 a year. And we've helped parents by reducing the inflation rate by nearly two-thirds since 1980, and by creating more than 6 million new jobs.
Which we build our lives. We are most dependent on the family. The family is that most important foundation. And we are called to recognize and honor how critical every father is to that foundation. They are teachers and coaches, they're mentors and they're role models. They are examples of success and the men who constantly push us towards success. But if we're honest with ourselves, we'll admit that too many fathers are also missing. Too many fathers are MIA.
Harry Como.
When you're the father of boys, how you worry. But when you're the father of girls, you do more than that, you pray. From the time of diaper and pin, till the time they cry, don't come in, till the time you gown them in white, and give them away, you worry, you worry, you worry night and day. When she's a plain little girl, how you worry. But when she's a beautiful thing, you do more than that, you pray. Boys come round when they want a date, girls stay home and wait. When she's out, you sit up all night with her first baby toy. You trust her, but worry, 'cause you were once a boy. When you're the father of boys, you worry.
Stand by for NBC News next. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, Father's Day.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.